5:31 now. The General Services Administration's Inspector General told members of the House today he's investigating potential bribery and kickbacks in the Pacific Rim region. That just one of several eye-opening facts coming out today in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee's hearing on GSA's Public Buildings Service Western Regions Conference. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is live with me on Capitol Hill now covering this hearing. Jason, what did the committee learn about the other investigations besides just the Henderson, Nevada blowout?
Well, GSA IG Brian Miller says he's reviewing all kinds of improprieties in Region 9, but he didn't offer Congressman Darrell Issa too many more details.
We do have other ongoing investigations.
Including kickbacks.
Including all sorts of improprieties, including bribes, possibly kickbacks, but I'd have to check on precisely kickbacks.
Well, this committee, some years ago, investigated an organization formerly called the Mineral Management Services. And we found that, in fact, they were partying with the people they were supposed to oversee. They were taking gifts and favors. And they thought that they needed to have a close relationship with the people they were interfacing with and justified ignoring federal rules as to gifts based on that. Is that similar to what you're seeing at GSA?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, very similar. We are investigating those sorts of things.
Now, as a reminder, the Mineral Management Service of the Department of Interior, they got into a lot of trouble back in 2010. Their director resigned. The IG found problems involving drug use and improper relations with industry officials. Interior finally broke up MMS into those two new agencies to basically reform the culture. Now, and culture was a big question today about GSA. Is this a culture issue, what happened at the conference out in Nevada, or was this just an aberration? And in Region 9, it seems that it's a culture problem, and that seems to be what that came through at the hearing. You know, Martha Johnson, the former GSA administrator who resigned in the wake of this scandal, said she just trusted too many people and should have taken more control. And in fact, acting GSA administrator Dan Tangerlini said today he has actually taken more control, tasking Deputy Administrator Susan Britta to increase her oversight over the regions, and all that spending that the regions will do for now and all their budgets will now go through the GSA's chief financial officer's office. And that's a big change because previously the regions had a lot of autonomy. Well, Region 9 basically ruined it for them.
So much for that idea, as we saw at the hearing today. Now, the Region 9 Commissioner for the Public Buildings Service, Jeff Neely, was going to be the star witness today. There were some back and forth, some machinations about his testimony. What did he wind up saying to the committee?
Well, the good news is he showed up, but he didn't really answer too many questions. In fact, he answered them all the same way from Darrell Issa.
Mr. Neely, what is your title at GSA?
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my Fifth Amendment constitutional privilege.
Mr. Neely, did you attend the 2010 Western Regional Conference in Las Vegas?
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of my counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my Fifth Amendment constitutional privilege.
Mr. Neely, did you approve the funding for the 2010 Western Regional Conference?
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of my counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my Fifth Amendment constitutional privilege.
Just a few more. Mr. Neely, what was the original budget for that conference?
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of my counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my Fifth Amendment constitutional privilege.
And that's basically how it went for about the next two or three more questions. In fact, Issa then removed Neely from the witness table and asked him to watch the rest of the hearing from a back area of the hearing room out of sight of the public and the press. Now, there was some question whether Mr. Neely would actually get some immunity so he could answer some of these questions. Ranking Member Cummings from Maryland said he did not support immunity. In fact, Brian Miller, the GSA IG, said he did not support immunity. And I think Mr. Issa finally just took that off the table as even an option. Now, more and more keeps coming about Mr. Neely and his involvement. Not only did the IG Miller send the report and the facts to the Justice Department for a possible criminal investigation, but there's also disciplinary action being taken against him and the others involved. And Dan Tangerlini, again, the acting GSA commissioner, says he's asked Neely, former PBS Commissioner Bob Peck, and Robert Shepard, the chief of staff for PBS in Region 9, he's asking them to reimburse the government for private in-room receptions in the Western Regions Conference, basically pay back some of that money that the government paid that they shouldn't have. Tangerlini says he's also working with the IG to get some payback from the contractor who actually billed the hotel rooms to the government but actually didn't use the hotel rooms. So that's fraud right there. So they're trying to get back some money. Tangerlini said he didn't know how much money that this all would come to. ISA says it could be as much as $100,000.
I listened to this hearing, Jason, and of course you sat in the room and watched all of this take place today, and I envy you that ability today. This is one of those hearings that had it all. I mean, the drama about whether Mr. Neely, initially, if I have it right, Congressman ISA wanted to keep Mr. Neely actually at the witness table, even though he wasn't going to answer questions, and pretty much put him through the humiliation of sitting there watching himself talked about with no ability to respond because he'd already invoked his Fifth Amendment rights.
Right.
That wound up not happening. The allegation about Mr. Neely's wife, who is not a federal employee, impersonating a federal employee,
yep,
and negotiating on behalf of the government. So many things happening here today that we thought we knew it all, and it turns out we didn't.
And in fact, there's some pictures that were just released. I think you have to give some credit to Government Executive Magazine. On their website, they have pictures of, I think, Jeff Neely at one of his practice visits sitting in a big old hot tub with wine around him. I mean, if that's a pretty damning photo, I mean, you got to think about what you're doing if you're going to go on these trips.
Unless you just don't care.
Now, the idea behind this, and this came out several times, is that, listen, there was no oversight, no accountability. He had no boss. And unfortunately, he took advantage of that situation. Now, let's be clear, and I'll give a lot of the congressmen a lot of credit for not just blasting the Obama administration. They just didn't. While this had some political undertones, the overtones were definitely, let's make sure this is not a culture issue. Let's make sure that this is not something that will ever happen again. And you know, even Jason Chaffetz, who's well known not to like many things that the Obama administration does, he just wanted to find out, you know, what was going on and why did it happen and when. What can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again? Same thing with Congressman Langford, who is the subcommittee chairman. He was pressing about even hiring reform or firing reform. What can we do to get rid of these bad people? Why does it take so long?
All right. One of the things that was up for debate today and has been since the release of the Inspector General's report is there was this interim report from Brian Miller to Martha Johnson in May 2011. And the question came up a number of times today. Why didn't you, directed to Ms. Johnson, why didn't you do something then when you knew that there were problems there, even if you didn't know to what degree those problems existed? What did we learn about that today?
You're absolutely right. That was a big question. It came up time and again. And Martha Johnson knew about the problem in May 2011, but they were unhappy with how long it took until she took her steps. Now, she did take several immediate steps when she did see that interim report in May 2011.
First of all, I put a regional administrator into Region 9, supervising immediately Mr. Neely. He did not have an immediate supervisor in the region, and we appointed a regional administrator in June, relieving him of his second job and putting direct supervision in there. We also immediately appointed a new general counsel for the region when that person retired, so that I wanted to be sure we had a good team in the region that I could trust around him. But it was very important to me not to in any way interfere in a way that would upset the investigation that the Inspector General was doing. Now, you have to understand, I did not think it would take 9 more months to complete. I thought it looked pretty complete from what I was hearing, and I wasn't expecting to wait that much longer.
That's Martha Johnson, the former administrator at the General Services Administration. Now, I mentioned at the beginning, this is just the first of 4 hearings that we know of so far. What is next, though, for the agency inside the doors of that agency?
Well, obviously, Dan Tangerlini is making a lot of changes. So I think he's reviewing top to bottom all the personnel. He was trying to change the culture, so we know that. Now, you know, Chairman Issa did offer one bit of annoyance to Brian Miller and said, listen, we didn't know about this until the news broke. You need to tell us a little sooner when you have problems this big. So he's going to send a letter to all 70 inspector generals across the agency saying, hey, when you have problems, here's are the expectations. And if this doesn't change, he said he'd even consider drafting legislation. And in fact, he's also asking 23 agencies questions about the conference spending, because he thinks this may be a bigger issue than just a GSA.
All right, more online at federalnewsradio.com, I imagine.
Stories up. We have a whole all our coverage about the shakeup at GSA, and more tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive with Emily and Ruben tomorrow.
And we have a link to the video of the hearing that will be posted as soon as the committee's able to do it. Thank you very much from Capitol Hill, Jason Miller.